This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Amidst all the debate over extending health care to the uninsured, hospitals across the country have been aggressively competing for customers. They're advertising on TV, radio, billboards, magazines. The ads promote cutting-edge technology or new patient services. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes. First to one hospital outside Dallas that's come up with a different approach, speed dating between doctors and potential patients. Jenny Gold of our partner, Kaiser Health News, has this story.
20 people are gathered at a hospital in Bedford, Texas on a Tuesday afternoon. But it's not because they're sick. They're doctors and patients meeting each other for the first time. It works the same way as romantic speed dating, where singles meet as many potential dates as possible in a short amount of time. The meeting room is set up like a little cafe, with colorful tablecloths and vases of lilies on each table. And at each one, a local pediatrician is waiting for his or her blind date. Dr. James Wheeler smiles as a pregnant woman approaches his table.
Hi, Kim Gage. Nice to meet you.
How far along?
I'm
assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I usually am not too cavalier about that question, but I thought I was safe here.
You are safe here.
Kim Gage's beloved pediatrician moved away, so she's come here to find a new one. Other people here are unhappy with their current doctor or first-time parents looking for the right fit, and they all have a lot of questions.
What are your philosophies about child rearing? Do you have any children?
I do. Something happens in the middle of the night. My wife and I don't know what to do. What happens there?
What is the office environment like? Do you have like
each pair gets just 5 minutes to chat, and it's time to rotate. That's barely enough time to get out the name of the hospital, Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital, Hearst Euless Bedford. The amount hospitals spend on marketing has more than doubled over the last decade. It's less than 1% of revenue for the average hospital, but it still adds up to more than $1 million a year. That can be difficult during these tough economic times. Hospital President Debbie Paganelli.
We did this last year when the economy was kind of helter-skelter for everybody, and everybody's trying to figure out how to cut some expenses, and our marketing dollars became very tight.
The hospital used to have two flashy billboards on the highway nearby, but they got too expensive. The speed dating event cost just $600 to put on, and they were able to advertise for free through Facebook, Twitter, and email.
It just ended up being a win-win all the way around.
Hospital marketing can be a challenge. Susan Dubuque is on the board of the Society for Healthcare Strategy and Market Development.
Healthcare is not like retail marketing. I can't very well do a sale and say, we have a sale on appendectomies today. Come on down and have your appendectomy. Healthcare is so different because it is episodic.
Sometimes a hospital might advertise for an elective procedure, but mostly they depend on building up their brand over time.
Because you never know when the need will arise for any individual patient for a healthcare service.
So far, the Texas Health speed dating events are working. The hospital's held 5 so far, and the doctors seem happy. One OBGYN says she's gotten 10 new patients this way. That doesn't mean 10 instant patients for the hospital, though, because the doctors often practice independently. But when hospitals help physicians, the business trickles back over time in referrals for surgeries, tests, and other procedures.
Physicians drive healthcare, period.
Travis Singleton is a senior vice president at Merritt Hawkins, a physician placement firm.
90% of the healthcare dollars that are spent in today's marketplace are through the physician's pen, whether that's patients they admit, whether that's tests they administer, whether that's procedures they order, whether that's insurance they bill. So as a hospital, if you're truly trying to run your business in the most efficient and financially viable way possible, you need to make sure that you have the most physician-friendly environment where they feel comfortable.
For Kim Gage, the marketing campaign may have helped her find the pediatrician she's been searching for.
Would you come back?
I would, definitely. Yeah, and I would recommend it. It didn't take long. You got free lunch and you get to meet the doctors.
And she says there's nothing bad about that. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.